book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 1. And let's put our finger there. Let's go. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Well, today we are on episode 44 of our series of Blood Covenant. And today, as we read this scripture, in the beginning, God created. Moses had a revelation of the heavenly pattern of how God created the heaven and the earth. As disciples study creation in the Word, they will discover that Jeremiah, Job, and other prophets saw creation as well. However, it was the assignment of Moses to record exactly what he saw and how he applied it in his life. Moses heard the Lord God in the burning bush, who said that he was, I am that I am. Yet Jesus said in John 15, I am the vine. Here Moses said that God created, which means Elohim. The meaning of Elohim is the God of Covenant, represented in three persons of deity or the Trinity. We read in the beginning, God created. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Each person of the Godhead began creation through the rolling of the thoughts as one, the moving of the heads as one, the shaking of the thoughts as one in desire, one in passion, one in covenant. Here the word beginning means the same time, the same place, the same order. Elohim began to change the seasons, change the time, change the order of a world that was dark and void in the deep. This executive administration of Elohim is the first work of employment of the law of the prophets. To follow the pattern of Elohim, to create with God. Daniel knew how to change the seasons, how to change time, how to change the order. Along with others that were filled with witty inventions, yet Ezekiel had a revelation of how God created, but he didn't know how to be one with God in creation. He had the powerful inaugural vision of the river of Chebar, of a prophet of the wheel within a wheel, the moving of the thoughts, the shaking of the head as one. Yet he didn't have a revelation of how to create as one with God, our Elohim, and so much more. I've been teaching this several years behind the scenes, and it's important to note that we read in the beginning. Here, the word in represents righteousness, all things created by God, or Elohim, will be joined as one and positioned in rest. All creation would be positioned as one, so the law of life would flow inwardly and outwardly in blood covenant to fill the earth, to fill heaven in the image and likeness of the nature of God, our Elohim, and so much more. While there's so much to say about these words alone in the beginning, along with Elohim created, it's important to note that a disciple is now one with Elohim through blood covenant, positioned to create before you say. You see, there's a lost art of the ministry of making one in blood covenant before a disciple speaks in order, speaks in time, speaks in rank. A disciple who speaks judgment without creating is like Moses who threw the tablets of stone into the ground. A person who speaks of a sound of war in the camp like Joshua, while Moses was coming down from the mountain with a part of the heavenly pattern, doesn't know how to create, to change a world, to change a season in time with God as one. These utterances of modern Christianity are evident because of the opportunity to learn blood covenant, to speak without creating as one with Elohim is to educate the nations in the furtherance of the doctrine of Balak, Balaam, who were driven by educating the prophets as their media to further politics and more. To say, I hear, I had a dream or vision, and not make it one in blood covenant, whether it's good or bad, and it must be joined as one first, before you tell it, before you speak it. It's just as we see the Blood Moon Church in Acts 2 reigning in the revelation of blood covenant. The good news is disciples of blood covenant reveal who is living in the kingdom and who the teaching priests are to keep blood covenant of rest and righteousness. And they will cover the earth as the prophet Isaiah spoke, and the words of Jesus, who came to fulfill righteousness. As our golden vesture dipped in blood, and so will his body be. The church will be triumphant, will be glorious, will be victorious, not coming out in the wilderness, leaning on her beloved, because it's on the outside looking in, but coming out of the heavenly places, reigning as one in blood covenant. Well, I'd like to take this time to thank you for listening in today. By the way, I'm Sister Laura. Thank you for putting your finger wherever you hear these programs or read it, and follow the notifications, subscribe, and to learn more about these teachings and episodes and the written teachings that are on Blood Covenant. I think there's about 200 of them now on our blog. Visit it, like it, follow it, show your support, that when I share these teachings, I'll be looking right at your picture with you in mind, because these messages are branded for those that God is leading on a firm foundation of Blood Covenant. Steal away in the secret place today. I'm Sister Laura. Amen.